Any PGT and clear. WDADX Mobile 1-4. Good morning.
Good morning. This is your Friday.
It is Friday. It is Friday, and I am looking forward to it. So, I'm looking forward to it. Well, I'm not even looking forward to this weekend. That sucks. I gotta go downstate tomorrow. I'm spending all day on the road tomorrow, so I'll have at least one down day before I do my 3-day week next week. So there you go.
Yeah, and then don't you get another 3-day weekend for Labor Day?
Sure do. So, and then I've got a 3-day weekend coming up mid-September, too. So, actually, a 4-day weekend. I got a Friday and a Monday off, so. I can't do much, can I?
Take vacation. So, you know, you've got to enjoy that benefit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely going to be doing that. So, I think I told you I picked up a case for my TS2000, so now I can finish my Go kit. So I might tinker with that on Sunday. I might not do anything Sunday. I might just sleep all day. Try to get myself on a different keel, I think, but all I know is I am not anywhere near as far as I'd like to be on this canine, and it's dragging pretty hard, so I got to see if I can pick up the pace a little bit and see what I can get done today.
Yeah, I guess I'm more interested in next Thursday's kayak across East Bay. That actually sounds more interesting than anything else you've got planned.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, next week, I've got some fun planned. I got the kayaking on Thursday. I've got a cars and coffee Friday morning. And then Saturday, there's actually a car show. So I got some fun stuff planned here this coming week. So, and it's all about things I want to do. And I'm okay with that. Hi.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, I got really nothing else to talk about, so I'm going to sign with you and run over to the kitchen and figure out the English muffin. So, anyhow, hey, 732, KKDG.
Morning, WDADX. You apply to 14686. Any PCT listening? WDADX Motor.
Hey, WGGX Mobile and APCG. Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing this fine rainy day?
Oh, just looking forward to my Burger King breakfast and getting to work and trying to make 8 hours disappear. So, I am ready for the weekend. Got lots to do this weekend.
Up there, I am moving out of a dense coverage area. As I get out onto the highway, I might be able to get better coverage.
As I do, my friend, it is me. I am headed into town. I have swapped repeaters. This repeater has a couple, it's like a little hill here between me and it, so I may drop out a little bit more as I work my way around here, but it is not on your
All right, then I wish you a good day, sir. Enjoy whatever you're going to do, and definitely enjoy the weekend. My weekend is Monday and Tuesday, so I work through the weekend, such as hotel work, but it's good work. I got no complaints, so. I wish you well, and you have a fine morning and the rest of the day, sir, and a good weekend. Take a break, relax, spend some time with your loved ones, and enjoy. Be clear, NAPZT, 73.
Hello,
If you wanted to get rid of the interference, if you can reach the MI5 system, I've got MI5 DMR in my unit here.
PZG.
WDAPX Mobile, that ought to be better.
NATCT, loud and clear.
Yep, just had one hill to contend with. Once I got around that hill, I knew I'd be good for a while.
Well, good to hear your brave voice coming through, Josh. Always pleasure to talk to you in the morning. I'm heading back Indian River. I'm going to take a friend of mine to a doctor's appointment down in Gaylord. And that'll be done for the weekend anyway. And after that, I'm just gonna come home and I'll sleep again and get ready to pray for a very for a busy night. Friday night and Saturday nights tend to be busy at the hotel. So I meet a few interesting people along the way too. Get a few stories now and then. It's a pretty fun job. I like it.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Well, I know this weekend is pretty booked. I've got, Saturday I've got to run to Detroit. Actually, I got to go to Lansing, from Lansing, and then I got to head over towards more Flint, Saginaw area. And then back on Saturday afternoon. I probably won't be home till late Saturday night, but is what it is. Sunday, don't have anything going on, and I'm probably just going to crash. I did pick up a case. I've been close to having everything I need to build a go kit out of my TS2000, and case is one of them. I got to get me a sound card interface. I wanted something different than what I've got, but I want a sound card interface for my TS2000 that'll work with my tablet. And once I get that, I should have everything I need to take it out and, you know, operate from a local park or whatever. So, you know, even a field day or something like that. But, yeah, it should be fun. I'm close, so I may tinker with that a little bit this weekend. We'll see.
And what's the hardware again?
And currently, I've got a pack of batteries that came out of a commercial-grade UPS that I've got wired up for use. That's my power source. The radio is a Kenwood TS2000, 2-meter, 440, 6-meter, all-mode HF, all-mode 2-meter, 440, and has a built-in antenna tuner, which is awesome. So I don't have to worry about that. Then the antenna is a buddy pole. So that is, it got its own bag and everything. So, like I say, I'm thinking about, maybe going to one of the ham fests and see if I pick myself up one of the roll up J poles or something that I can throw up in a tree for, VHF, maybe something for UHF also, but because the TS2000 actually has a separate port for VHF, a separate for UHF, and then two ports for HF, so I could easily do a 6-meter antenna and then use the buddy pole for the other port. But anyway, and then computer is a GTAC tablet and USB keyboard, so there you go.
Yeah, the 100-watt breaking rights thing was going over your the last part of that. So, what kind of tablet is it? Android tablet?
Negative. It is a Windows tablet. It's a GTAC tablet. Golf, Echo, Tango, Apple, Charlie. It is Windows 10 and. It has dual batteries, and it's actually meant for law enforcement. It's one of the rugged tablets, very similar to the Toughbook design. So I've been really happy with it. It works really well, and I use it every day. It's sitting in my truck right now. It runs my WD8DX-3 APRS beacon, so I can see a live map of wherever I'm at when I'm driving. And I got a dock that I can move between the company truck and my personal car, so fun stuff. But yeah, it is Windows based.
NAPZT. No, that sounds great. Sounds like you got some great hardware there. I've got a right now. My setup is I've got two main units here. I don't have HF right now. I'm working on that. I have my general, so I could use it, but I haven't had the money for getting back to HF yet. I've got a VTEC 6x2 Pro DMR unit, and I've got a, for my mobile, which I'm on now, is my 20-watt DB25D radiosity I just picked up. The interface is a little clunky. I'm still, there's a few idiosyncrasies. Sometimes it likes to, like if I switch my display, the tone is set on that display, only it's kind of like having separate screens. It's a little weird. But for the money, I'm not really complaining. I think it was $200 and it's 20 watts, and it's been a good little unit. I need to get a better antenna on it. I've got a little stub mag mount, which blends in nice with the black car I'm driving, but it doesn't really get me up in the air that much. Once I get I'm going to get a better antenna for it, that should get me out a little bit more. And we're working on the HF thing a little bit at a time. But that TS-2000 sounds like it's a very interesting radio. What year did those come out?
Oh, the TS-2000 has been discontinued for quite a while. I want to say maybe early 2000s was the vintage. I've got three HF rigs currently, but that's the one I've got that I want to use for portable use. It is a 100-watt rig, but you can actually dial it down to, I think it's 5 or 10 watts. So for portable use, it's capable of dropping way down. And it has a built-in TNC. So if I want to do APRS or packet or anything of that kind of nature, the TNC is there and ready to be used, which is a nice feature that you don't see in many of the newer rigs. Everything's gone to sound card interface type setups, and which is fine. I've enjoyed the TS-2000. It's weak on the receive. The receive is not the best. My Icon and my other Kenwood HF rig outperform it hands down in receive, but overall, I really can't complain. You pack so much into this little radio, and I say little, it's not small by any means, but you pack that much electronics into it, and it's bound to give up somewhere. It is also designed for satellite use, too. That was one of its big selling points in the day, was that it could do satellite communication. It's also, you can... they came in a 1.2 gigahertz model, too, but this one is just a straight 2-meter 440, 6 and 8 chops, so there you go.
Yeah, I had some kind of a weird squelch suppression thing going on. I'm going to have to check this thing out a little bit. I got it, though. Yeah, it sounds like it's a little workhorse there. I'll have to look into one. Maybe I can find one used. Kenwood does make a good unit. They tend to have staying power, definitely. I assume it's got a single sideband 2-meter for the satellite part.
If I remember right, it does all mode on 2 meters and all mode on 440. So it is a true all mode rig all the way around. So, and I am pulling in for breakfast. So you have yourself a good morning there, Steve, and maybe we'll chat later. WDADX Mobile.
NAPZT. NAPZT testing unclear. NAPZT. Triple ignition machine testing unclear.
Spring Hill, Pete.
Anyway.
Oh, hi. You're on the 700. What did you come up with yesterday?
USF. Moto Turbo.
Oh, no kidding. Where's their repeater? Or are they simplex?
It is at the building there. They've got a, it's not UHF AC. It's, four facing west and four elements facing east. It's not like a double back thing. It's kind of interesting.
All right, well, maybe I'll have to load it into my radio. That's very interesting. Where are you at? You're quite broken tonight, or today.
Downtown Alpena.
Oh, I got downtown Alpena out of that. All right. Moto Turbo, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that they got a Moto Turbo machine up there. I'm shocked they spent that much money. But, yeah, all right. Well, I guess I'll put it in and see if I hear anything out of it.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not making it, Drake. I'm not copying you now. I'll catch you later. NADMH and 9KOP mobile.
N9KOP, WHCOP, make sure you roll your windows up, it's raining.
WHCOP, N9KOP Mobile. Yeah, it is, it's got a little sprinkle here. I thought you're supposed to leave your sunroof open so it washes the inside of your car out.
Yeah, well that, you can do that, but if you leave the windows open though, you get a good breeze through and then it pushes that water around.
Oh, okay, so I need to leave the windows and the sunroof open is what you're telling me?
Affirm.
All right, well, I'll do that, and then I guess when I got to take it to the dealer to have some stuff replaced, I'll just send you the bill.
Oh, by all means, send me the bill. and just prepare to be contacted by some credit service down the road trying to collect on it.
Oh, yeah. How's Mr. Chris doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Just glad we're finally getting some rain. It was getting pretty dry. And, I missed the check-in net last night. We were went to dinner up at Fred's in Roscommon, so didn't get back in time.
How was it?
It was good. It wasn't, well, let's save it for an offline discussion. That ought to tell you a lot.
Yeah. I copy that. About the same situation last time I was there. They just took new owners a couple months ago, maybe 6-7 months ago, so... But when I was there, it was September last year, and it wasn't very good. So, oh man, I'm glad it's gonna be cooler today because I'm about sick and tired of this heat.
Oh yeah, I'm enjoying the cooler temps as well, and it's definitely got that fall feel to it. If you want, WHCOP.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely starting to feel like fall, which, you know, I'm honest with you, we didn't have much of a summer. We didn't get the hot days like we usually do. I mean, we got some, you know, but, I mean, we didn't get any early 93 days very much.
Well, we had about a 3-4 day stretch there where we really had the air cranking here, but, yeah, it's definitely nice having the windows open and doing working outside, for sure. But Yeah, other than that, not much going on.
You, did you just change radios within the last two transmissions?
No. I turned the amp off, so I'm only on 5. Want me to bump it up?
No, you're still 100% readable. I just was like, man, what happened? Did the repeater just cry, or what happened here?
Yeah, I had the amp on and realized it, but then I started getting bleed over into the other radios, so that's why I flipped the amp off. I just run 5 watts, so it should be no problem from my place for the repeater.
Oh, yeah, it's plenty fine. No problem hearing you whatsoever. I just like, man, you got a little, it's a little white noise in there. It's just not terrible. But I was just like, man, did the repeater, did something just happen to the repeater or what?
Yeah. Well, hopefully that took the white noise. I just bumped it up to 15. But, I was playing around. I don't know if you know that second antenna I've got up, the one I usually use for DMR. I noticed I was getting some pretty high SNN numbers. So I actually have one of those Ed Fong AVC antennas, and I actually hit both repeaters stronger with that. Did I mention it's sitting in the corner of the shack here?
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, you know, it's funny. So the radio I have in this, the radio I'm talking about is my Suburban. I got a Motorola Astro Spectra Plus in this thing. And at home, I'm using an STM300D. At 60 feet in the air, I could not hear Gladwin Central on 158.73. I put them in this mobile because I go to, West Branch often, and I like listening to Gladwin Central because they're the last county in this area in existence that's on VHF. I can hear them in the mobile in downtown Miles on 158.73, and I scratch my head. I'm like, what? That don't make any sense. 60 feet in the air, I can't hear them at all, zero, not even break the squelch. And in this mobile, I can go out in the driveway and listen to them. That's just like, what the heck?
I know. Well, up here it's the terrain, and who knows what objects are in between. There's a lot of big hills. And you could have just, like you say, downtown Maya, you could just have just that right path that the signal's coming in. It's like my dual band Comet that I've got, we put it up 4 feet higher when we first put it up, and then couldn't get into Dave's 440 machine, dropped it down 4 foot, and it was half scale. So, yeah, go figure that one out.
Yeah, that makes zero sense. You still thinking about jumping on the Starlink bandwagon?
Well, it's funny you mention that. Just had problems with Frontier over the weekend, and started Sunday. Internet going in and out, real low speed. And anyway, the tech was out Wednesday, and he found a dead short in one of the stanchions out on Wangler Road. And not only did he fix it, but he cranked my speed up for me. So I'm pretty happy right now.
Oh, what did you up to?
Well, I was at 6, and he cranked me up to a whopping 8 megs. 8 megs down, and before I was half a meg up, now I'm a full meg up.
Wow, I mean, somebody must give up their internet connection to give you a meg up. I read a long time ago when I was doing a little research in high school, back when the internet first come out and they tried running the internet through power lines. That's how they were going to get data connections to everybody. If they could perfect that, that would be just ingenious. But with the noise of the power, they didn't know if it, they didn't think it was going to work. It wasn't very stable. But with today's technology, there's going to be a way they'll figure it out. I can almost guarantee that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read too much about that as of late. I thought they pretty well had abandoned that idea. But like you say, with technology always changing, you know, they'll figure a way to eliminate the noise. And it seems like there was an RF issue, too. It was really generating a lot of RF. But, I mean, hey, that I guess that kind of maybe put them down the path of, hey, let's figure this out, because like you say, if we can send it down the power lines and have it radiate power lines where you don't even have to worry about infrastructure in the house where you're just picking it up off the power line. Interesting concept, but like you say, there's a lot that goes with that.
Yeah, there is. I'd be interested to see if they come up with anything usable. But, one of my flags got taken out by the wind last night, I see. Alright, I'm at work. I need to rip my hair out for a couple hours. I get a oil pan to change on a flatbed and an oil pan to change on a wrecker. Talk to you later, NKOP Mobile.
Alright, Cam. We'll talk to you later, 73 WHCOP.
KE8FKW monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Romeo, standing by. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Romeo, station calling. You're all broken up. Over.
That's for sure. That means you don't even...
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Romeo, standing by on Mackinac Island. Station calling, this is KE8YDR on Mackinac Island. You're all broken up. Over. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Romeo, listening.
Hello.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Romeo. The name is Chip, and I'm located on Mackinac Island.
Hey, you must have found a good spot. If you're on the south coast, try switching to the 1-1. It's a little closer to Mack Island.
Stretch 23 where there's just nothing and I just keep going straight forever.
Oh no, that stretch fairly well, so yep. Oh shoot, I just had to go to Dodge and order a couple panels. I shattered one today myself, so I am feeling privileged.
Yeah, that's quite a privilege. I guess I've got to adjust the audio levels on the 7-4 because I'm because you are very quiet. And, yeah, you're really quiet.
Yeah, you know me, there's nothing quiet about me when I'm on the radio. Hi.
Right, which means I really got to make some changes.
Yeah, just add them to your to-do list. Not like it's very long anyway.
Well, the good thing is the change that needs to be made is easy enough to make. I just need to, like, phone and just type in a few things and then change it.
Well, there you go. Oh, shoot. All I know is just order those parts, grab my lunch, head back to the shop, kick back, eat my lunch, and then see if I can make some progress now that I've broke things, fixed things, and put things together, and I'm actually onto the cage, so hopefully I'll get something done today constructive.
Here's a question. Did you get the door latch, the cable? Did you get that or no?
I have not. Sounds like the customer's going to be involved in that one and seeing what they want to spend money on, because this is something we didn't know about, they didn't know about, and it was the way they ordered it, so they may end up having to take it back to Dodge to have that put in.
Oof. That sucks.
Well, the nice thing is everything else can be done, so it's not a critical thing, so we can keep going. It's not going to hold anything up, which is good.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to make a phone call and see if I can walk somebody through making that change for me, because I could barely hear you, and yeah, that's a bit of a problem. I'll be back. Any viewing.
Okay, well,
we'll be here hanging out,
so WDADX Mobile. At ADOH. NADMH, KCAVSU, all copies.
A little bit of noise, but you're readable.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I have major issues this morning.
Sounds exciting.
No, the radio got hot, shut off on me. I had to cool it down and the power supply was getting warm. Yeah, I was like, whoa, that's not good.
Might need to put a bigger fan on it or something like that.
Are you on your way back to Valpina?
Nope, I'm headed to Sheboygan right now to go do a school bus radio install, and then after that I'm going back to Traverse.
Yeah, you must have gone to bed early last night. Yeah, no, I'm on the 2-meter up there, because you haven't gotten to the DMR yet, so I think you probably got more issues there.
I haven't had a chance to run up there and reset the modem. That will be this weekend's project. So, there you go. Yep. And then I gotta go to Munson and reset a couple things over there, because some stuff's not working there too, and I don't know why. It just kind of decided it wanted to stop.
I wonder if it's too much heat build up. You know, it's weird, right? It shouldn't be doing that. It should be reliable. So, yeah. Well, not much going on here. It's just supposed to be out there, and sounds like something's up with the system. Because some guys are clipping so much, and they're right near the repeater. Any of the repeaters, I don't know where it is, but it almost sounds like there's a system issue.
Yep, it's packet loss. You'll typically have that with the northern ones because they're on cellular. And it depends on the time of the day which one will have it.
Yeah, okay. That's understandable. Do you guys ever get up your microwave dishes?
Letting the repeater do its advertisement. So we're using up north, we're using pre-existing dishes where we can. We haven't gotten any new dishes up yet. So far we've got a link from Mackinac City down to Stutzmanville, and we're trying to get a link between Stutzmanville and Krause Road and Tekoski, so that way we can drop cellular connection between at least one of those sites. We're thinking probably Mackinac City. But we'll see what happens there. But yeah, we ran into some issues with the actual point-to-point radios. The dishes have coax going up the tower to them. They're like a 2-foot dish or something like that. The radios are actually mounted in the racks in the shack, and one of them is bad, and that's the reason why we don't have a link between Stutzmanville and Tekoski right now.
Wow, okay. Okay, sir, so I'm sure Delta thought to say hi. I'm sure it's making it clear. So, we'll talk to you later. NAPMH2CAZSU.
Have a good one, Toby. NAPMH Mobile.
KADIY Mobile. NADMH Mobile, Sheboygan. NADMH Mobile, Wolverine.
W monitoring.
I'm not the only one hearing that, am I?
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Are you hearing what I'm hearing? Are you hearing?
Oh, you're a bit broken.
So.
Yeah, I guess some key here, T-Dub, but there's no idea, so. Had no audio whatsoever.
Somehow I don't think those tee-ups are intentional, but you never know. W-H-R-T-U-P.
Oh, good evening, it's RPM, K8FJW here.
Oh, it's still afternoon. I think evening starts at 6, at least in the lower peninsula. So, good afternoon, W8RPM. Getting back towards home, was down in Montmorency County all day. Getting rained on, getting wet. Kind of wasting my time, actually. But I'm back around the land of the paved roads. What's new in the UP? Is it nippy up there? It rained all day, and I think right now is the warmest it's been all day at 73.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Doesn't start until 6. Okay. Sounds good. I remember that. Anywho. Let's see, up in the UP here, we got some rain this morning, it downpoured, that is for sure. Then it cleared, well, it did clear up, but it stopped raining for a little bit, and it started up again, and I think it might have stopped, I don't know. So, that was just a few minutes ago. So, yeah, I actually climbed my tower today and took a couple antennas down I weren't using anymore, so... That was fun, and we got some meat in the smoker, so probably got to go out and check that here in a bit. And last time I checked it was at 180, so I'm kind of late for it to get to the 200 mark, so. It's been kind of warm.
Yeah, I bought some fresh chicken that's not been frozen. I think I'll actually throw that in the smoker when I get home. I know it's a little late in the day, but legs and thighs like that are only two and a half hours, so I think I'll do them tonight while I'm thinking about it. Before I forget about them in the fridge, I've done that. I hate doing it. I don't do it very often, but I have done it. I've been kicking these around for a couple of days because they were, what day was that? No, it was only Wednesday. I bought them Wednesday, so they're probably good for a while, but still. All right, very good. I think I've got a couple of more adventures up your way here in the next week or so. Not all the way north by you, but at least on that side of the bridge. So, always look forward to that.
Okay, yeah, very good. Oh, for sure, so... We'll be here. Chicken is, it's my favorite thighs. I do like the thighs in the smoker, so. Yeah, they turned out good. So, done that many times. Yeah, this is a truck roast, so we got that going. And so, yeah, last time we did it, turned out really good.
I'm a little hesitant doing a lot of beef. I mean, I'll do brisket, but I tend to do more chicken and pork. I'm better at it, and it's cheaper meat, so if I screw it up, I'm not as mad as myself. The only way I screw it up is if I forget about it or I leave. You know, and a lot of times I'll put stuff in the smoker and leave, and I'll be gone for a couple hours on purpose. I mean, it's a hot water propane smoker, so it's usually good for, you know, at least 4 hours unattended, if not longer, so. And, hey, my destination is fast approaching, but what is the local repeater that you use that tends to be parked on this Northern Michigan repeater network link? Did you say the 539? I thought you're on a 15 KC band plan up there, and we're on 20. So what is repeater that you use locally?
Okay, very good. Yeah, I've never heard of a propane smoker. Well, I should say I've heard of it. We don't have any of those around here. I use electric. Anyways, frequency of the repeater here is 145.430. So put the PL of 1027. That's the local area PL tone. Yep, 145.430.
Okay, very good. And it's got pretty good coverage all around town there. cover the whole town, or is it more on one side or the other?
Oh, no, it has great coverage of the whole area. From Brimley all the way to, of course, the Sioux here, and it goes down to Kootenai or Red Deer. So it has really good coverage.
Yeah, very good. Okay. All right, I got to make sighing noises. My destination is in sight. We'll be running around that neck of the woods toward the end of next week, probably Thursday, Friday, I'm thinking. So 73 from Sheboygan County, W8RPM.
All right, there. Very good. Yeah. Thanks for hopping in there again. Talk to you later. W8RPM, KE8FKW. Horrible.
K-D-Y-S.
K-8-D-Y-S, Mobile.
K-8-D-Y-S, Mobile.
K-8-D-Y-S.
That last station, you were pretty quiet there. Give me another try.
You got a grip, Drake? It's K-8-D-Y-S, Ryan. We're at home.
Oh, hey, Ryan. Just making my way along here.
Good deal. Well, be careful. You're chopping in and out a little bit there. I'm watching a movie right now. Just wanted to say hi to you there.
All right. Good deal. If I'm on my way home from work, still. Not even to Atlanta yet, so it's been a long day. So, there you go. But it's good to hear you in there. So, enjoy your movie. And you make mobile.
Watch for deer. Be careful. Lots of boogeymen crossing out through that area. K8BYS. Catch you later.
Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey monitoring.